This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott.
I know a businessman here in Baltimore who has sort of a mantra for entrepreneurs just starting out. Buy the bricks. As in, why pay rent to a landlord when you can own the building and have a lot more control and stability while building equity? In today's real estate market, though, owning the bricks can be a real stretch. That's the case for a record store in East Nashville, Tennessee, trying to buy its own building or risk losing it all to developers. From WPLN, Paige Flager reports.
The Groove is a small record shop nestled into a 1920s Craftsman-style house on the city's east side.
The whole personality of the house is having the old creaky door so that we know when people come in.
Inside, racks of records line the walls, which are plastered in band posters and black and white photos from punk shows. Owner Jesse Cartwright straightens a few albums perched above the fireplace.
It's just like being at your best friend's house looking through records.
Beyond being homey, the Groove has built a reputation for being a community space. They throw concerts with bands, often before they get big, like Alabama Shakes and the singer Yola. In the fall, they host scary movie nights on a projector in the backyard. But the Groove is in jeopardy. Their landlord is selling the property. Fortunately, part of their lease agreement gives the Groove an opportunity to buy it before it hits Nashville's competitive real estate market. Unfortunately, the price tag is nearly $500,000.
People say, oh, it is a good price point for Nashville. And I agree, but for a small business, it is a lot.
Cartwright's husband and co-owner of The Groove, Michael Combs, jumps in.
We don't have $500,000 just lying around in the bank. I mean, I wish we did, but we don't.
Combs says they need to raise the funds by the end of January. And this massive expense comes at a tenuous time for the business. On one hand, vinyl is more popular than ever before. Sales have skyrocketed. But
the supply chain is rocky right now, and they're having trouble actually sourcing vinyl. So that also causes prices to go up.
In turn, profit margins are down. Plus, indie record shops like theirs aren't the only ones getting in on the action.
There's a lot more competition because stores that never gave a who about vinyl, like Target and Best Buy and Amazon, there's no CDs anymore, but they have vinyl sections. They didn't care because they just see a way for them to make money.
These factors make the building's price tag feel even more unattainable. And what's happening to the Groove is becoming a familiar tale in Nashville, especially among independent music-related businesses. For example, beloved independent music venue Exit Inn made a similar bid to gain ownership of their space through crowdfunding earlier this year. Despite their efforts, the building was sold to a developer. Luckily, the developer says it has no plans to knock it down. So it's business as usual for the rock club. But standing outside the Groove, Jesse Cartwright fears their building wouldn't be so lucky.
If we don't purchase it as soon as it's purchased, I'm sure it will be bulldozed.
All around Nashville, small old houses like this one are being bought up and torn down. Sometimes multiple modular-looking houses or mixed-use buildings are squeezed onto one lot. He says that type of cookie-cutter development doesn't match up with Nashville's culture.
We can have progress. We can be a hot city without destroying everything that makes Music City, Music City.
Nashville is growing fast, and Cartwright hopes that businesses like his won't be left behind. In Nashville, I'm Paige Flager for Marketplace.